Today, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Landmark legislation, no doubt, and President George H.W. Bush described it as a civil rights victory.
It will ensure that people with disabilities are given the basic guarantees for which they have worked so long and so hard. Independence, freedom of choice, control of their lives, the opportunity to blend fully and equally into the rich mosaic of the American mainstream.
But the ADA wasn't a big hit with everyone. Author Greg Perry was born with three fingers and one leg.
I have found absolutely nothing about the Americans with Disabilities Act that I like.
Perry's not the only one that doesn't like this bill.
A victory, a compromise, empowering, halting. The troubled legacy of the ADA. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, July 26th, and we are going to be talking about the ADA with an expert, I should say.
An expert for the first time ever on this program, I think.
Well, as a guest, yeah,
right.
Absolutely. John Hockenberry in a moment.
Well, let's check in on some top news stories now. At the top of the hour this morning, we're getting the most detailed view of what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. The whistleblower website WikiLeaks has released more than 90,000 secret military field reports to the New York Times and two other media outlets. It's the largest leak in U.S. military history. Jane Perlez, the Pakistan correspondent for the New York Times, summed it up for us this way this morning.
They more clearly depict what we've known, that the war is going badly. But the war is going more badly than we had been told.
The report shows hundreds of unreported civilian deaths, secret commando units hunting down Taliban leaders, and drones not working as well as advertised. Added up, it paints a picture of a Taliban stronger now than at any other time since the war began.
The report also shows that Pakistan's spy agency may be aiding the Taliban through secret strategy sessions. Joining us now is Peter Galbraith, former United Nations Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. So, good morning, Peter. Can you tell me, do you feel like there's a smoking gun here?
These are U.S. intelligence documents, so I don't know that they're a smoking gun, but they confirm what we've on the ground have always known, which is that Pakistan's ISI, the institution that created the Taliban, that supported it, that promised us that it had stopped its support, are a bunch of duplicitous double dealers, and they are continuing to support the Taliban. But that's different from Pakistan's elected civilian government.
Okay, always honest. Peter Galbraith, stay with us. We're going to be talking more about this later on in the show.
Well, the White House, beg your pardon, in Afghanistan, I should say, lost my place there for a second. The Taliban claims they killed an American sailor and have kidnapped another. These are reports coming out of Afghanistan. NATO is leading a massive search for the soldiers who disappeared Friday while driving in a Taliban-held held area. And in waters off the Korean Peninsula this morning, U.S. and South Korean warships are practicing anti-submarine maneuvers. It's part of a four-day military exercise that has the North on high alert.
The fate of BP CEO Tony Hayward will be decided today at a company board meeting. Numerous reports this morning have Hayward being pushed out and replaced by Bob Dudley. He's the American managing editor who's heading the company's cleanup efforts in the Gulf. Meanwhile, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says it's back to work today at the leak site after a weekend delay caused by Tropical Storm Bonnie.
The critical ones are out there right now. Those are the ones related to reestablishing the riser pipes for the relief wells and then getting the Q4000 in place for the static kill.
Allen says they hope to start the next attempt to permanently plug the leak, known as static kill, later this week. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are down. Futures are down as well. The Dow's going to start at 10,424. The S&P at 1,102. The NASDAQ will start at 2,269. Well, coming up this morning, we're getting a deeper look at those leaked documents and how they deal with that. Pakistan. We'll have a longer conversation with Peter Galbraith, the former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. He'll rejoin us in 20 minutes.
And in just a few moments, John Hockenberry. That's
Ooh.
Right. He's back as a guest talking about the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. I've been borrowing his thermos all week. I hope he doesn't mind.
Oh, he's going to be mad.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.